take out all of the
Time to go?
Yeah.
We call that grubbing it out.
Grubbing is when you actually take out the roots and everything. Yeah. But the other would just be to
clean those.
All right. And if you planted a crop and then it came up a second time, like hay or something, you call that a...
You call that a second crop.
Yeah. And then if... how about if it came up by itself and you hadn't even planted it?
Volunteer.
Right. And then now when you harvested wheat, you take the wheat and you tie that up into...
Well, way back yonder, you cut it with a cradle. Okay. Or cut it with a reef hook. And the piled it up and somebody tied it up and then they got to what they call the cradle to cut with. And then you've seen him, ain't you?
Yeah, but there was a...
Yeah.
What was the reef hook like? So I'm not
sure. Well, he had a little old crooked hook that they just cut a little bunch at a time. That's before the cradle ever come in the stall.
Now, when they tied it, though, they tied it up into...
Bundle.
And then they put the bundles together.
Call a shock of wheat.
All right. And how many bundles would be in a shock?
About a dozen.
Now, what did they call the two? They break two over the top?
Yeah.
Cap
bundles.
Cap bundles are those two, okay.
Yeah.
And how many, let's see, in terms of by the bushel, in a pretty good weed, how many would you say?
Well, it runs maybe 20 bushel, 30 bushel.
And did you raise oats?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how are they harvested?
Well, they harvested like the wheat.
And were they, did you have to...
Boom, before you thrash them.
Uh-huh.
I've got old my place over there now, sort of for hay.
Now, I'm going to ask you about another expression, that is the expression you all. Do you use that only with more than one person?
Hey, well, if you dress smart, you all, that's just a word that can, I don't know, people.
And would you ever use it just with one person? I mean, would you say to me, say something you all to me?
That wouldn't sound exactly right.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. See, that's that it would be more than one.
You'd be talking about more than one.
Now, I want to ask you about some different kinds of breads and things. Your wife could help us here if she would. I want to get your pronunciations too, but it helps different kinds of... What different kinds of bread did your mother make?
Well, it's corn bread and wheat bread and light bread and what kind did you use to bake the yeast and the raise the bread?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Light bread.
The light bread was the yeast. Mm-hmm. I see. Now, did you make anything in the the cornbread? How was that made?
Tell me, how to make cornbread.
Well, you take the meal. Back then, what we done then, we just took our meal and put the salt and soda in it,
uh-huh,
and milk, and stir it up and put it in the pan and bake it. But now it has the
stuff
rising stuff in it.
Sure.
Well, they used to make what they called gritter and grit their corn, make cornbread out of it.
How was that done?
Well, you get a piece of piece of tin.
Like a piece of tin, and you'd dry nails in that and let the rough part be out, you know, where the nail went in there.
Yeah.
And take a ear of corn that was just nearly full, then it wasn't hard.
Past roof near.
Past roof near kind. Past